Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
We are now a full four episodes into The Matchler. Listen, this season is no longer about Matt James. This season is officially about the crew of the Mean Girls.
Oh my gosh.
If we ever thought that the drama was going to stop with Sarah leaving, and really early on we wondered if there'd be any drama at all.
Beyond
Victoria saying silly things about being a queen, we now know that it is much worse than we could have imagined, because it's just the vitriol coming from some of these women is just disgusting.
I honestly feel like we didn't even see a lot of Matt last night at all. If we got maybe 15 minutes of FaceTime of him, and then the rest was just attacking and drama and mean girling, really.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is we're used to drama, obviously. Everything's the most dramatic, whatever. Premiere, twist, date, everything.
That's why people watch.
Totally. But this time, the drama has nothing to do with The Bachelor, or if it were The Bachelorette. Like, the star is completely out of this drama. It goes beyond anything that is fun to watch. Sometimes when they say like one-liners to each other, like, fine. You know, when girl showed up and they saved the best for last. Ha ha ha. Okay, a little verbal jab here and there.
Yeah.
But it's so uncomfortable to hear these women just so nonchalantly, whore, bitch.
Yeah, this is just like vicious to a whole nother level. This has nothing about, oh, we're dating the same guy, I don't like you, and you're not here for the right reasons, blah, blah, blah. This is just a whole nother level, and it's not even fun drama to watch. Like, it's just like, what are you doing?
How do you decide to tell people that you've heard rumors that one of the girls, even though you don't know her, is a prostitute? I mean, and you tried to dilly it up by saying, oh, an escort or paid for services or whatever, but you're calling her a prostitute. How do you possibly get on national TV and do that? Can't wrap my head around it, which I guess I should be happy about.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to go to that, like, how are you even know that? You don't have access to stuff. Like, how did this whole thing really play out? Did one of the producers say, oh, you're both from Chicago, did you actually know this person? Or like, how did you even know you were going to be on the same season, let alone show? Like, I don't really understand how this whole thing played out and how Anna found out this information, and let alone brought it up.
You know, everybody is saying, how dare you say this? And by the way, I'm there with you. But let's say, for the sake of argument, she's an escort. Why would you, even if it's true, why are you saying this?
I mean, obviously to get FaceTime and to get your time, but why would you want to be associated with this type of drama?
Yeah, there's nothing about spreading that sort of rumor, or again, if it weren't a rumor, let's say you knew it for to be fact, there's nothing positive coming out of you telling people that are on the show in private, or even worse, when the camera is right in front of you and you're basically saying it into the camera like you're delivering a line.
Yeah, if we're going to jump into kind of this right now, but how Anna kind of confronted basically Brittany about, I heard this about you, I heard you being an escort. And then as she's saying it, she's like realizing how stupid really she sounds. You know what? This is actually an awful thing to say, and I'm sorry. And Brittany was like, no, like, you just, is this what you're telling people in the house. Anna knows this sounds ridiculous and knows that she shouldn't be saying it. And she's saying it anyway.
I think you put it perfectly. She realizes it's coming out of her mouth, how ridiculous. I can't even think of a better way to put it. And I thought that Brittany had the perfect response. And it's not a response like a clapback. It's just, it's the human response is like, wait, you told people this?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't just something you're ha-ha-haing about, which you shouldn't be anyways, about right now, but you actually went around telling people. And then when Brittany was talking, basically trying to tell other women in the house, they're like, yeah, we already know. Everyone knows. Yeah. Ridiculous. How does this happen? Katie, because if there's going to be a standout, it's going to be a Katie every time.
Obviously. Of course.
She tries multiple times in like four different parts of this episode to, and even going back to last episode, I guess, to give the women a chance to just like step back for a second, you know, like, hey guys, maybe, and it started with Sarah, maybe we should, you know, we don't know everything that's going on. And then with these girls, hey, if we were on their side, you know, trying to play devil's advocate a little. And I thought maybe for a second it was going to cut through and they're like, yeah, maybe. And then they went back to like drinking their champagne and, like,
yeah, they don't care.
Saying awful things about these women. And, you know, we talk about all the time about how, you know, snitches get stitches. And, you know, it's terrible when you go to talk to Matt about other women. But in this case, I think she was 100% right, because it gets to a point where if you don't take it to him, that you're complicit in it.
Yeah. And she went about it, I think, the right way, too. I don't think. She didn't go in there. She didn't go to Matt and say, you know, Anna's saying this, Brittany's saying that. Like, she didn't name drop anything. I mean, maybe it was edited out, whatever. But she was just like, it's a toxic environment in the house. The rumors are basically could ruin lives in there. And Matt was definitely not happy to hear that. Yeah. He's like, this is going to end. And she was right, saying it's, you know, coming from him, it would definitely be a different situation, I think. And not just her saying, hey guys, come on, stop. Like, if Matt hears about this and comes in and say, you know what, this has to stop. I don't know what's happening, but it has to end, because that's not what I'm attracted to.
Yeah. And this show is built on hyperbole. And, you know, I was just joking about it before, you know, the most dramatic, whatever, and everything's over the top. And very rarely is anything literal. But when you say that this could ruin someone's life, like, this literally could ruin someone's life.
Yeah.
You're going on TV in front of millions of people on, like, you're on national TV saying that this woman is an escort. And while, listen, if that's what you want to do with your life, God bless. Like,
yeah,
you're happy with it, you're comfortable with it. It's not a trafficking situation. I'm not here to judge. Mm-hmm. But that's not anyone else's business. And in this case, the fact that she's not, seemingly, but again, even if she was, this isn't how you do it. And so the idea that you could, by just throwing these random things out, ruin someone's life, and Matt immediately, as he heard that, sort of repeated it back. Mm-hmm. And say, oh yeah, this can't happen. And I'm kind of surprised he actually said, well, we're going to wait till tomorrow, because and he might come right in. You could quite tell the order with how they laid out the episode, but I'm hoping he comes right in and gets people to.
I feel like maybe he was just like tired and he's like, I just got to deal with this tomorrow. You girls are exhausting me.
He was already talking with like 12 producers, so, which is a shot we rarely see. We almost never get to see the on camera, the lead with that many people who they had to blur faces. And so that's a good point. He could have just been like, we're ready to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, can I please just deal with this pettiness tomorrow?
Yeah. And before we get into, you know, the actual dates, because there were dates, you know, we saw a little bit of what is going to maybe not happen, but the reaction from these women, and shocking, everybody tries to backtrack. And you saw, whether it's Victoria or Anna, trying to pseudo apologize. And I want to say it was Victoria who was like, oh, I was never serious. And I was like, no, 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 no. This, I'm sorry. I don't care what they say. I don't care what kind of interviews they try to do. And Victoria's already been on sort of the apology tour for her mugshot, and with no one even calling her out on the bullying. Yeah. But as they try to do this circuit of, oh no, it was taken out of context and I would never say that and all that. Mm-mm. We heard it. And yes, these people behind the scenes are the best editors in the business. But when we see these things coming out of your mouth multiple times, you can't blame editing. You can't blame, you know, what hyperbole or anything else.
It's not a one-time thing. That's just, you know, like you said, taken out of context. Like you said it and you said it multiple times and there's no editing really around that.
No. And so whether it's Anna or MJ or Victoria, and the other women didn't go quite as far as them, but were happily going along, drinking their champagne and laughing about it. You know, it's no worse than when you all remember in high school, the mean girls, and we keep going back to that, but it's not just the person that's saying the demeaning thing. It's the people that are walking beside them and not doing anything about it.
Exactly. And
so I don't know what kind of purge we're going to get. I'm hoping it's at least those three. And he gets to the bottom of it and doesn't let them talk their way back on here.
Wouldn't be a good show. Now would it?
It wouldn't. But I'm holding out hope because it's gone way past just annoying or you know, causing a little bit of, you know, dust up here and there. So I hope to God that we can just at least get rid of those three. Because, listen, if you're, like you said, this isn't the type of person I want to be with anyways. So why waste your time? Because let's say you quote unquote win this, he's going to see it. And so if it's going to be a deal breaker anyways, you already got your Instagram followers. Like just go. What's the point?
Yeah, please.
Oh, I just want to, you know, a lot of times we'll just sort of go through in order, but I felt like we needed to take these first 10 minutes or so and just sort of try to cleanse ourselves of that because it's just, there's a lot
best
of this
we could do.
There's a lot of this show, and I'd say 90% of this show, which is fun. And this is why we're here. We're here to talk about boxing matches and mud fights and stripping and all kinds of stuff that we can just have fun with. And nothing about this part is fun. And it's just the fact that there are so many on this show right now, women that feel comfortable speaking this way to other people. It's so just uncomfortable to watch. And fingers crossed, y'all can't see me, but Katie can. Fingers crossed that we can get rid of, at least sort of cut the head off and move on so that we can get to the, you know, the silly stuff and the zip lining and the hot air balloons. That's why we're here.
Yeah. And even the ridiculous, like silly drama, like, that's what this show is basically based on, really. But none of this serious, like ruining lives, mean girl stuff. Like it's, I think this episode like gave us enough to last for a while. I think I think like even just looking at like social media last night, like I think everyone's kind of done with it. Like no one that people were like, it's not fun to watch anymore.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that, again, at least those three, if not more, like this is their ticket out of Bachelor Nation. I don't care that Victoria has a character. I don't care. I'm done with her.
Yeah, like, I'm so done with her.
Send her away. There are 20 more people that want to play a character on these shows ready to come in next season or the season after or whatever. There's no need to hold on to her. Let's just, like, purge ourselves of these people now because – listen, Paradise is going to be plenty of fun without having to have her try to reconstruct history in telling someone from a past season what actually happened. Because we saw it. We don't need her version of history.
She's not a fun villain type.
No. Let's just get back to who stole my champagne. Let me then pour champagne up my nose. Like, let's go back to the fun drama and not things that, like we've been saying, could actually ruin someone's life. Let's go back to the fun stuff.
Let's.
And so let's do that. And we get a group date. which I don't, maybe I missed.
I think everyone missed it.
Yeah.
I think last week how it was kind of just like, if your name wasn't called, you're on this group date. I don't think there was like an actual like date card thing that was happening, because it wasn't a date. It was really just like, all right, you girls didn't get chosen, so we're going to go just sit out back and just have conversations. Which, you know, everyone kind of, it was fresh off the, you know, Sarah leaving, and he was, you know, still crushed about it. And Victoria's just in the house basically attacking Sarah and others too. And like, she's already gone. And that's kind of when Katie stands up and was like, you know, she's already gone. Like, why are we still talking about her? But with the group date, you know, everyone kind of went to Matt and was like, oh, we're, you know, here for you, like, want to be here. And Chelsea was really the standout in that. And obviously she got the rose, so Matt's not all completely crazy. and kind of just brought a picture of her mom and talked about the struggles she had growing up, being Black and her hair, and she had white friends in a white school, and it was just hard growing up. And then that's kind of the backstory of how she decided to shave her head and how it was emotionally freeing. And I love her. I think she's great. And she's definitely the most deserving of that rose for sure.
Yeah. And it's another one of those things that just we never think about. And, you know, when she put it perfectly, it's like people have no idea, like when they talk about my hair, like the pain that can be associated with hair. And, you know, I'm a white guy with boring hair. Like I have a cowlick. Like that's my biggest thing. And so to hear her describe, like, listen, since I was two, I didn't have to, but like, I felt like I had to straighten my hair just to try to fit in. And like, when she walked out of the limo, I'm like, Matt, I was just like, she looks great. She, I think the shaved head look is awesome. And whatever. And you never think about, you know, because we've never had to think about it, this life journey to get to that point. And you're like, oh, like it's more than just like, I look good with a shaved head. Like it's,
yeah,
it's just to hear her explain it. And, again, have this real moment as opposed to the food fight that we've been, you know, basically all around us, we've been inundated with. You get this real moment and you're like, okay, Chelsea, let's more of you, less of these other screaming women that, you know, screaming nasty things. Like, let's get more of Chelsea.
Yeah, she was definitely a standout night one. And unfortunately, we never really got much of her. I mean, it's only episode 4, but I feel like so much has happened in these 4 episodes. So much has happened, but not a lot has happened at the same time. It's a really weird dynamic, but I'm glad we got to see her a bit and hope she's around for a while and we get to learn more about her because she's really cool.
Yeah. She gets the group date rose, and then we're going to what we think is a rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. I mean, and ultimately it is. But the cocktail hour starts, and Victoria finally gets her time. Although it's funny that she's all about, like, I'm going to get him first. And then she ended up getting him like 4th, which pretty probably sums up her life. But so she finally gets time, and she's again, saying sort of nonsense to him, like word salad. And Chris interrupts her, and it's this serious, like everyone knows, like, oh crap, Chris is here already. This is not good. And everyone,
I need to talk to you right now, Matt.
Yes. And everyone is convinced that it's Sarah coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But
everyone,
but instead it's much worse than that, because they were already getting ready.
I bet now that they were hoping for Sarah.
Yeah, they were already getting upset at that. They were already ready to scream and yell and throw her out. But then when it opens and Brittany walks out, and say what you want about the fact that she walked right up to him and starts making out with him, which, by the way, he had no problem with.
No.
It's not one of those deals.
He was not taken aback.
No, it's not one of those deals where he stopped real quick and said, whoa, okay, nice to meet you. No, he was there for it.
I don't think anything like hit him. I think it was just like, wait, what's happening? And then Brittany was on his mouth.
Yeah. And so the women
are
losing.
She was the perfect one to go first too, because
oh, yeah.
You knew everyone was looking and they were wondering what was happening. And usually a type of person like that is, you know, good for the last person coming out, but she was the, she was the perfect first person.
Yeah, and it started right away with Anna and Victoria. You know, Anna had been melting down anyways, but this just really pushed her over the edge. And, you know, this is where Victoria started in already with the slut, the whore, whatever. And this is before people started making up things about being an escort. So we saw it showed us where we were going, which is awesome. And then we saw the rest of the women. Ultimately, we got five new women. And I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't, and maybe you know what actually happened. I'm assuming these women were, in case some of the first batch didn't either clear quarantine protocols or what, similar to when they brought new people in for Tayshia, I don't know, but they had quarantined and they were ready to go. So I don't know the process, but I think five, especially after last time, we're like, maybe it should have been more and end up being the right number. I think they had four. I think five's a good number.
Yeah, which ended up being four, essentially.
Yeah.
But I forget who said it, but they said it last night that, we've just been like in weeks and that in our hotel room and not really knowing when we would be essentially released from our room. Mm. So I think, I mean, I don't think it was, like Victoria said, like, oh, you were back up. They were waiting for people to leave. Like, I think this is kind of like their new thing as of, you know, 2020, like just kind of like a Bachelor in Paradise type dropping people in random weeks to get other people mad. I don't think it was a backup situation. I think it was like, all right, week four, like, let's try to mix in some new faces. Get everyone mad again.
Yes. And I don't know that they thought quite where it would go, but at the very least they knew you get the OGs versus the new
yeah.
group, which
yeah,
you're going to so get no matter what.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if they were there the same time as the girls started and they were like, all right, actually we're going to have you enter this episode this week. Not next week or not the week before and kind of figured it out that way. But no, I haven't seen or heard anything on really like a timeline.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so out of the five, you had Brittany, obviously, who was the center of all the mean girling, although they took it out on all of them, but specifically Brittany. And then you had Michelle, who we'll get to. She ended up obviously being one of the stars of this episode.
Yep.
Ryan, great name.
Yep.
Expecting parents out there, just remember, Ryan is good for a girl or a boy.
I was going to say, like, there's not many times we get a Katie and a Ryan in a season.
That's true. And then Kimberly, who's the only one that didn't make the cut. She's an ICU nurse. And then my favorite, just because of how annoyed Victoria was, is Catalina, who's a former Miss Puerto Rico and had an actual crown and owned her own crown. Unlike Victoria, who had to give herself the queen nickname, Catalina earned her crown. And despite Victoria trying, like, stealing it, which, I mean, how do you take something off someone's head? I mean,
it was it was so, like, I was like screaming from my in front of my TV. I was like, I can't believe she's actually gonna go up and literally take her crown. And she did.
Yeah. And immediately all the OGs are just not, I shouldn't say all, the same ones that have caused the trouble all episode, but like, this isn't fair. We like, what do you mean it isn't fair? You're on a reality show. Like, it, and get ready to drink. Is this your first day?
Seriously.
This is, when did it say anywhere that, oh, okay, people are going to get there, then they're going to eliminate, and we have to follow A, B, C, or maybe you, I don't know. It's just, do you know where you are?
Like, no, a lot of people forget that.
Like, it's, or not just don't fair. Know. Like, and if, by the way, if someone gets more time than you of the new women than you have had total or in a week, like, get, the only person whose fault that is yours.
Yep.
Like, every year we see people sit there and say, oh my God, I wish I had more time, while they're sitting there complaining about not having time. Like, get off your ass and go find the bachelor or bachelorette. Like, it just, oh my God. But this, again, the complaining about time and stuff, like, these are the things we need to be arguing about.
We didn't even get any of that last night.
Seriously. And, you know, we get to the rose ceremony, and like we said, four of the five new people were able to stick around, and they didn't spend any time on the holdovers that got kicked off. So, like, I couldn't even tell you who it is.
Nope. I just knew, I just noticed that, well, obviously Kim from last night, that the one new person that didn't make it. And I noticed Kayla.
Okay.
Because I really liked Kayla. But that was it. Like, I didn't even recognize the other women.
And they didn't really spend any time on them.
Yeah, and so obviously it wasn't.
He ended up coming out of this with more women than he entered with, which when he said that to our friend Ben, who joined for like 30 seconds, it was interesting. That's what he led with. He's like, when do I ever get to leave a rose ceremony with more women than I went into it with?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, that's a new wrinkle. We can get used to that. And so let's get to Ben, which you bring out one of the most popular bachelors who didn't have success within the show, but obviously, you know, was on
success
the right
in life.
Yes, he was on the right journey, and it's worked out for him. But it's interesting that they didn't use him more. Like, you have him go through quarantine, and he's not just a throwaway character. It's similar to like Ashley last week when she was on the show for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You have someone that not only goes through quarantine, but who is pretty much universally liked, and then they have like 30 seconds of screen time.
Yeah. Unless they did have more and they were like, oh, we have too much drama in the house. Like, we don't need this filler. Which I feel like that might have been how it
that's
went.
I mean, there's a good chance that there's a whole lot of Ben Higgins on the cutting room floor. But so he decides to put together, or again, I air quotes, he decides to put together a fall in love fest for the season. Mm-hmm. And it's a pseudo obstacle course, I guess. You know, they're in huge pumpkins, and then they have to put on a squirrel costume.
Yeah.
And then it's a like a foot race. And I didn't totally get it. I mean,
it was very random. It was all over the place, like squirrels and acorns and pumpkins, and then run to the finish line. It was very weird.
Yeah,
but I mean, I understood, like, you don't get fall season really in a lot of, unless you travel to, you know, an East Coast place, but it was fine. Again, they weren't focusing on dates. They're trying to focus on everything that's happening.
Because you were supposed to be winning something, and ultimately Mari won, and she won a D's Nuts trophy, which, I mean, Chris Harrison, between the smut and D's Nuts, I mean, he's just cleaning up this year. But it wasn't quite clear. Like, she didn't actually end up winning anything.
Yeah, because I thought I missed something, because at the beginning they were like, you're going to get something very, or unless they like forgot. I don't know, but they kind of just glazed over. Oh, was it Mari, right?
Yeah.
Mari won. And they were just like, okay, like, time for the after party. And then that's when everything, you know, started happening, unfolding with Anna and Brittany and Anna telling Victoria and all this stuff happening. So if I were Mari, I'd be like, wait a second. I thought I was supposed to win like this, you know, this certain prize, which I thought was going to be more time with Matt. And then it just kind of turned into nothing.
Yeah. And so Anna decides, I'm going to make my move. And she grabs him, or actually Matt even grabbed her first. So she was like, oh, okay, I'm special. And she has this plan of action. And then as soon as she's interrupted by Brittany, and she stands her ground. She says, oh, now give me a few more minutes. Fine. And they sort of, you know, again, negotiate times. And, okay, well, I'll go over here. She does leave the room, but she's, like, right outside the door. And then all of a sudden, Anna just, not surprisingly, just goes blank.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's not Brittany's fault.
Nope.
That's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, wanting to scream and yell about, you know, this girl who you don't know, but maybe you know, or maybe people are just DMing you about her, but let's try to ruin her life, is that's not her fault that you became a deer in headlights because she was standing outside the door. Like,
yeah, that's what she's supposed to do. That's the point of this, is you're supposed to get as much time and interrupt people when you want them. And that's how it goes.
Yeah. And so from there, I guess that's when she finally decided, like, oh, well, I have dirt on you. And then she gets the ball rolling about entertaining men for money and maybe an escort. I mean, these just, I can't get over these. Like, how can you casually say this on national TV?
Yeah.
My God. And, and so Michelle, while this is all happening, you know, the date card's getting delivered to the women. And one of the other new women, Michelle, is again, trying to just say what all the girls say in every season ever about, it would be so great to get one-on-one time and be having my date. Then she gets the date card and, oh my God, daggers. Like,
yes.
What?
Oh, these girls are not happy.
And then MJ goes with the, oh, you're going to have more time than I have. Well, I hate to repeat myself, but that's your fault.
Yeah. And it's not her fault either.
Yeah. Like, it's don't hate the player, hate the game.
She literally just walked in.
Oh, and so anyways, back to the group date, you know, we do get a positive moment surrounding, you know, escort gate with, you know, Bree and Matt, you know, they have that connection. And that's what gets her the group date rose. And that should be the end of it. But somehow Bree getting this rose, not one of the new girls, but yeah. Bree is somehow still Brittany's fault.
Obviously. Is it not?
I mean, I'm glad that I can't understand what Anna or Victoria or MJ are thinking, but I really can't get through the maze of how one of your OG girls gets the rose, but it's one of the new girls' fault.
Yeah, I'm so glad it was Brie. Well, I mean, I like Brie, but I really thought it was going to be Brittany for a second, and I was like, this is not going to end well. It still didn't end well. But I think this was the time where I forgot who said it, but they were like, at least an OG person got it, but still wasn't happy for Brie. Still just made it a whole issue when it didn't have to be.
Yeah. And then we have that weird confrontation where Anna actually hears the words coming out of her mouth. You know, and when, God forbid, Brittany say, oh my God, it's kind of hard being attacked and being called an escort on national TV, you know, Victoria's like, well, then just leave. What?
You sound never... just like her.
Oh, you do not insult me like that. But let's get to what I think was sort of the most positive thing, you know, right up there with the short time with Chelsea. And this was the one-on-one date that Michelle got because she just seems, I don't know, like, again, one episode in, but she
normal?
Sort of, yeah. And even when she had whatever you want to call it to say, it wasn't smack or trash or whatever, but like when she would say, oh, you know, she puts her finger up and like, let get the ring and go, like, it's going to be over. Like,
yeah.
That's, guess what, girls? Like, that's the sort of attitude you're supposed to have on this show, as opposed to like, hey,
that's funny.
Yeah, like, I'm mad at this girl, so let me call her an escort, you know? Like, it seemed that they just connected right away. And even the silly thing of like, let's say how many kids we want, and they say the same number, and they both go zip lining and, you know, sort of have the same reaction every time they see whatever they're doing next.
Yeah.
You know, make out in the hot air balloon, even though there's a dude like 5 feet from them operating the balloon.
No social distancing there.
No, in a word, like a universe, bachelor universe of weirdness. That's right up there. You're in this like 3x3 space, and there's another dude there. And that would have got
let alone like cameras or whatever. Like, do you look? Do you look down? Do you look up in the sky? Like, what do you do?
And
but I thought they had a great date. Good conversation, like how we were finally introduced, like with Tayshia's season, like real conversations about, you know, 2020 and race and pandemic and she's a teacher, and I think he really liked, like, that was the one of the things that stuck out for him. They definitely have a connection, and she's probably the only one at this point that I'm glad came in last night.
And, you know, I mean, she drops the Maya Angelou quote, which he knows right away. And I mean, I'm sorry to our listeners out there if that's common. I mean, I'm not well read. So, but like when she said that, I didn't know, like, oh yeah, that's Maya Angelou. And so for him to pick up on it right away, I was like, oh, okay. Like these guys.
Yeah. You have something.
Yeah. Like this is the same wavelength now on like 12 different things in the span of like 4 hours. So like, that's pretty clear. And she already knew about his ABC food tours. And, you know, she obviously wants to help people, and not just by being a teacher, but the way she's being a teacher. And like you said, talking about George Floyd's murder and how you explain that to school kids. And it's hard to explain to them anyways, but then having to do it remotely. Again, this real conversation when, you know, generally the talk is just sort of like, oh, my God, so what's this? Being the bachelor, like, it's got to be so crazy for you right now.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Yeah,
and
it was refreshing. We needed it. This
perfect
was,
word.
This was the exact point in the episode where we needed a somewhat successful one-on-one date that wasn't all like just craziness, like the house.
Yeah. And, you know, even before Matt knows about everything that's going on, he already nailed it. He's like, this is a smoother conversation in one day with this girl than I've had with some of these women that have been here a month. And we're talking about real things. And he didn't even know that he was insulting like half of the women that were left. But he's gonna find out soon that he was sort of being prophetic, because none of those women are interested in having actual conversations about, you know, the real world.
Yeah. Well, even the point where he said that his favorite part of the day was seeing her walk up to the date. And like, so that's, I mean, that in itself, I think, is saying something too. And I think, and I hope that she'll be around for a while.
Yeah. And no surprise, she got the rose. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Wow.
And not only did she get the rose, but he's, you know, didn't quite, and we'll get to this later, he didn't quite pull a Claire in saying like, oh my God, that's my wife. But he's like, I've seen all I need to see, which is pretty strong words for date one, day one.
Yeah, you're on the right track, Michelle.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, then we get to the other group date, which, this is more of what we're, but it's more of what we expect is we're going to do something ridiculous. So let's have them punch each other in the face. And why we thought we'd be able to get through this without someone getting hurt. Like shocking. We're going to have them punch each other. And then stop it when someone gets hurt. Like, I mean,
okay.
What did you think was going to happen? They're not using pillows. We've done that date before, by the way. We've done pillow fights.
Oh, yep.
And even then, people complain about getting hurt. So, like, oh, let's put gloves on them and
and fight with a national boxing champion.
Yeah, who's not exactly teaching them how to play patty cake? Like, no, oh, like showing God. Her uppercuts and like make sure you flick the wrist down to get the full effect of your power, like.
Yeah, no one held back.
Right. And this is with people
going on in the house that it was just like, let's just get it all out right now.
And this is with people who seemingly like each other. And because as they all were happy to remind us, like, oh, if any of the new girls were on this date, I'd really be hurting them.
Yeah.
But this, so this is, yeah, like this is people who are their friends and they're hurting them. So, I mean, some of these punches were legit.
Yeah. They did not mess around.
Yeah. And so I think he stopped it a little early, but not before, you know, half the women or more than half the women took some pretty good shots.
Yeah. I think he called it at the right time.
She's like, yeah, okay. Yeah. We almost have a broken nose. I think we can move on. And then we get this, the whole sort of all of this.
Imagine if someone broke their nose and like years later, you're like, oh, how'd you break your nose? Oh, on The Bachelor, I was hitting someone.
Just go to YouTube. You can see it. It's
like, what a cool story.
It's something you know, your grandkids can watch forever. Yeah. And you know, this leads us to, I guess I should say before, was there a group date, Rose? Or did we not get to that?
I don't even think we got to it.
Okay, because, yeah, like, I guess really,
it ended and then it became a cocktail party. And then that's kind of when everything, like, all they focused on was the girls talking about the other girls. And I don't even think we saw Matt at the cocktail party yet. Like, I think all the cameras were focused on the girls trashing the other girls.
Yeah, so we didn't even, so theoretically, there's a rose that can be given out here. But this is where
then that happened. And then that's when Katie went out to him and it's kind of where it ended, with Matt finding out how toxic the house was.
Yeah. And so, like we said before, no problem with Katie going and out of her way to finally mention it to him, because this is not the same as, oh, well, I'm worried about going home, and so I need to stir up some drama and drop someone's name. It's like, no, like, it's getting to the point where the
like
star...
this is an actual issue.
Yeah, the star of the show needs to step in. And so that's when she goes out, tells him, and he says he's going to address it. Next week, he seemingly does. Obviously, oh, my God, faux shock that this would... Oh, people were... I would never... Oh my God, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry.
People feel like this is a toxic environment. What?
Oh my God. You were totally, you know, coming from this person in Victoria who basically told Katie not to interrupt her from insulting people. And if she did, well, you'll find out what happens. I mean, yes, I'm shocked that she's going to try to backtrack. That's just,
I just think it's funny that, like, Katie, like, everyone is like so for Katie for standing up, like, all these things. But I think that people like kind of forget how she kind of was on the other side of the whole Sarah thing at first as well. Yeah. Like, when Sarah kind of, I mean, Sarah did it to herself in that aspect when she crashed the group date.
Totally.
But Katie wasn't, you know, standing up for people at that point. And I think something clicked in her mind, like, I'm going to be the savior of this season. And I'm just going to change my whole attitude. And I think everyone just kind of forgot about that. Not even in the house, just like meaning people watching the show too, because they're like, this is, you know, Katie for the next Bachelor, like all this Bachelorette, like all this stuff, which I agree with. She's been really doing, she did great in this episode. She helped Sarah, you know, decide to go home and all that stuff. But before, she was kind of like, if you didn't come and say that you're leaving, like, stop interrupting our time, which wasn't a bad thing. She wasn't like being like Victoria. But I think it's funny that, like, I feel like everyone just forgot about the moment where she kind of was on the line to attack Sarah as well.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And I think there's a couple ways to look at it. Absolutely, she could have had that moment of, like, I got to be a different character here. And maybe, you know, and maybe this is something that comes out in Tell All or whatever, but maybe she did actually, when having that conversation with Sarah, maybe she did have the moment of, like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be running around screaming, yelling, assuming I know everything, and give people a little bit of slack. You know, and maybe that's too much of a human response to the sort of situation that we're watching, but it was a very quick turnaround. Now, like you said, she wasn't as bad as Victoria or Anna or MJ, but she was part of the pack. And that was a very distinct turnaround. But it was unfortunately necessary because God knows how Matt finds out about it other than someone like Brittany having to tell him that, you know, sort of like Sarah had to be like, I'm sort of being bullied out. Which then you have to wonder like, oh, is it actually true? Even though, again, it was. So I don't know. I think it's very interesting. It'll be interesting to hear from her about how she had that evolution, because you nailed it on the head. Ain't nobody last night talking about how she was one of the mean girls.
Yeah, it was just so funny that everyone, you know, everyone was, you know, ganging up on Sarah and blah, blah, blah. And then Katie's like kind of the hero of last night, which I mean, she was. She was absolutely trying to stop it in every way that she can. And maybe she would be someone to consider for a Bachelorette down the line. I don't really feel like we know anything about her.
Other than that, she likes her vibrator.
Yes, and she's not ashamed of it.
And by the way, nor should she be. And it tells us much more about Victoria trying to shame her for it than it does about Katie for being proud of it.
Yeah, because she didn't even have any. She didn't have any response when
Victoria's like, "Oh, you're gonna have like your vibrator." Like, end. Like, I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be an insult?
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm obviously Team Katie.
Obviously, we're all Team Katie.
Yeah, of course.
All the time.
But no, she's definitely, hopefully starting to make a difference in this season, and hopefully it stays on the right course.
Yeah, we'll see next week. All the backtracking, how much of it works, how much of it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And you know, before we get to whatever other Bachelor news you have, I think we need to cover right away this whole Claire and Dale mess. All these things, and I expect in like 5 minutes when we're done for something else to break, because Carly and Evan announced their split like 12 minutes after we were done recording.
I think they wait until we're done, and then they're like, okay, let's drop this bombshell.
Yes, the radio.com's number one Bachelor podcast is now done recording for the week. Now we can drop our news. Peter and what's her name was the same thing.
Kelly,
that was the same thing. And now this last one with Claire and Dale. A couple things to take away from this for me is obviously not a surprise that they broke up. I mean, I think we said it at the time, from the show to the post show to whatever, this was never going to work out.
No,
but the fact that Dale basically announces the split and Claire finds out about it from the Instagram post, because I mean, she knew it was over allegedly, but like this idea that it was mutual. She's like, I don't know what he's talking about. Like, there ain't nothing mutual about this.
I would love to know like the timeline on it though. Like, were they together and then he like went to the store and then like posted this and just never came back? Or was it like, did he go, you know, on a trip or went home for, you know, to go get something, and then all of a sudden they were broken up? That's kind of how Claire made it sound. And then Dale came out, I think it was yesterday, and did kind of like a video, Instagram video type thing. It was just like, it was definitely, we both knew it was time, and there's alleged like cheating rumors around Dale, which I don't know how much he can cheat with being her all the time and being in a pandemic, but he said, you know, we were struggling a while. It was definitely the best decision for both of us, and it was a mutual decision. And then Claire's like, I found out when you all found out, like, give me privacy. So there's always, you know, two sides, three sides to a story. So I don't really know if we're ever going to find out how it exactly went down.
No, but I, like I said, who's surprised?
No.
I mean, this could have been predicted by everyone. And if you listen, I will always want these couples to stay together. So it's not like I was wishing it, but it just, this was never going to work. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So listen, someone else is going to break some news in a couple of minutes and then we'll talk about it next week. But what else is happening out there, if anything?
Nothing as crazy as that.
I hope not.
Crystal and Chris finally finalized their divorce, which I guess is good since she's pregnant and living with her boyfriend. We touched on it a little bit, but the Victoria's mugshot was released of she was arrested for shoplifting in 2012, over $250 worth of items from Publix. She just
that's a lot of stuff from Publix.
Seriously, she put all these items in a reusable shopping bag and went to self-checkout and just didn't scan anything in her bag. So that was fun.
Fun side note to that. So growing up, I worked at a grocery store in New Jersey, Acme Supermarkets. Mm-hmm. And someone I worked, shout out to Acme. It's still there. Lincroft, New Jersey. Go check it out. Tell them Ryan sent you. They'll say who. And there's a guy I worked with who took it a step further in full, like, get up, you know, the vest and everything, went shopping, pushed the cart, put everything in the cart, bagged everything, just pushed the cart right out of the, like, didn't scan anything. Just filled the cart, filled his bags, and pushed the cart out of the store. Shocking to report, it did not work.
Weird.
He was fired and arrested, but it's good apparently time. A thing. So it wasn't a Publix, though. It was an Acme. But anyway, sorry.
All right. Well,
so don't do that.
I have never done that. So, Kelly said that she would consider being the Bachelorette if she were approached.
Is anyone asking?
No. And someone asked her on an Instagram live. And obviously, of course, that made it a story.
Of course.
Let's hope not. Let's hope we get Katie over Kelly, if that. And then Hannah Brown was spotted with a rumored boyfriend, not from Bachelor Nation, a model, Adam Woolard. They were spotted walking around LA with their masks on, with holding hands.
Hey.
That's all I got. Wow. Until something breaks in the next 10 minutes.
Yes. And we will be back here next week to talk about it. Remember at Bachelor Podcast on all socials. And if you hear about the breaking news that's happening right now, let us know. We'll be back again next week. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
And thank you, the other Katie, who's not here, but good job this week. And we'll see you all back here next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.